Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Today's episode is another re-release of the original Facebook Live video series. It's amazing that this was the second video podcast that I ever recorded. I started off with racism and then I jumped right into human trafficking and freedom of mind. This episode is a little raw, as those videos tend to be, especially the second one, but the core of the message remains so timely and, in fact, more so than it was when it was released in early 2019. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and in the last several months, I've noticed a bit of a push in some media outlets to diminish and even discredit this very sad phenomenon. And I don't fully understand why, because I feel like this is such a universal human rights issue. But in this episode, we go beyond addressing that very topical issue that should concern all of us and go deeper into why we may have a society that allows such things to happen. And of course, society is made up of individuals, and all of us have this glorious right, opportunity, and responsibility to be champions of dignity and freedom, including freedom of mind, which takes incredible courage, but it is well worth it and has incredible results. I hope you enjoy. Hey, you guys, day two of playing with these live videos. Yesterday, I really enjoyed the conversations that were sparked from my video about how to heal racism and prejudice. And I just tried to Instagram live, but the reach isn't as far, and so I'm going to try this again and talk about something equally hot and controversial but important. And I don't have like a rousing conclusion to this. I want to go down this rabbit hole and share some ideas with you, and I would love to hear what your thoughts are, or just like stimulate some ideas. And I want to talk about freedom of mind. Maybe I should write that in there. Freedom of mind, and what does that mean? There is this idea in the Baha'i faith that oppression, that the greatest oppression is that a soul seeking the truth should not know where to find it and where to seek it. And what really kind of encouraged me to start exploring this is that January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And if you don't follow developments in human trafficking and arrests and all that stuff, you may not realize what a gigantic problem this is in our country and globally. And it's very sad and horrible. And so I've been thinking, well, what can I do to contribute to this prevention month? Obviously, I want more than just the month, but, and obviously I can support organizations that I believe are helping the problem. I can talk to you about it. By the way, I am wearing my I Am an Abolitionist shirt from Operation Underground Railroad. They are an organization that rescue and rehabilitate survivors of human trafficking. So yes, these are like very practical things that can be done. But sort of like what we talked about yesterday, human trafficking, the exploitation of human beings, especially children, can only happen in a world, like for financial gain, can only happen in a world with a lot of spiritual illness. So it's like, well, what can I do about that? And not just say, well, that's for sick people and I'm not them, but like, what is my part? And I've been thinking about freedom, and that's where that quote about oppression, and that the greatest oppression is to be seeking truth and not know where to find it. And I've been thinking about like how many of us are free in our minds. Like, how do you know the extent to which you don't know? Or how do you know whether where your ideas are springing from? Is it your own mind and your own heart? Or is it what you're absorbing from the world around you, or media, or what have you? There's this meme that I really appreciate. That's this guy who's like, I hate this and I hate that because my TV told me to. And it's funny, but it's terrifying and it's very accurate. So I just want to like bring up this idea of what does it mean to be free in mind? And I don't know. I'm not like giving answers other than I think it has something to do with questioning and investigating and being honest. And I think in the U.S., we have this very polarized situation. And I think the most dangerous thing about it is that we're not dialoguing. A lot of people who don't want to fight or contribute to the problem feel their voice stifled or purposely like kind of censoring themselves. Let's not even get into real censorship. That's a scary thing. But if you don't want to fight, but you're not totally seeing things the way people around you see it, I'm not sure, actually I'm kind of sure we don't have a culture of like respecting and embracing different points of view, not so we can just say, well, like, well, I'll see it my way, you see it your way, but that maybe we can like clash in a like friendly and beautiful way in the exploration of finding what is actually true or what are real solutions to the problem. So that's kind of it. I just wanted to like plant some seeds of those ideas about what is freedom of mind, and where are your thoughts coming from? Where is your information coming from? Are you examining the big picture? Are you willing to dialogue with people, or are you so sure that you're right and that they're wrong that like you dig your heels in and get angry? Because if we're arguing, it's not coming from a good place, and then nothing good can come out of that, and then it creates a culture of silence and division, all this stuff, and that's the last thing that we need. So I had this like one like token thought last night, which was like, have the courage to think for yourself, or at least admit when you're not, or you might not be. Like, is this thought like really mine, or is this just what I've absorbed? Because then at least you're being honest, and that is like in the right direction. And a friend of mine said yesterday that freedom takes courage, and that the path to freedom is paved with courage, that courage is the compass. So if it feels scary, maybe that's the right direction. So anyway, those are some of my thoughts about being free in our minds. And so thanks for watching. Bye.
Hey, podcast listener. I know that was a bit of an abrupt ending. Again, I think my presentation has developed over the years as I've been corresponding with you and creating these podcasts and sharing these thoughts. Once again, I just want to thank you for being a part of this journey, for listening, for sharing your thoughts. You can always get in touch with me through Anchor by sending a voice memo. on my website, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact, or Instagram or Facebook, Jacqueline Claire Art. If you would like to support the work that I'm creating, if you believe in these messages and would like to be a part of it and enjoy some of the behind the scenes of the work that I produce, please consider checking out my Patreon. Again, that's patreon.com/JacquelineClaireArt, and find the level of sponsorship that is right for you. It is super duper appreciated. And as I always say on my videos, my friends, until next time, I truly wish you the best in playing your unique part in making this world a better place.